Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storytelling, y'all. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and thank you once again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles and also my Sunday program on Poppin' Television. But this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine, life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide. That's right, worldwide. Can you imagine? There are over 250,000 of you out there and counting listeners who are tuning in to us every Sunday, every Wednesday. This is that show that one realizes that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So I thank you. I thank you for tuning in. You see, every relationship has a spiritual purpose that helps us grow and become stronger. Sometimes our most challenging situations bring the greatest personal blessings. I want you to learn that forgiveness and patience are our very important virtues that we have to follow each and every day. And today I have a phenomenal guest with me. You're going to be listening to nothing but stone cold truth once again. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point where it's keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. It's you. So I'm not going to stay before you too long right now. This month we have so many topics to cover. We have human trafficking. We have child trafficking for the most part. We have kids that are forgotten, that are in orphanages, and we have patients that are struggling with cancer, those that are overcoming cancer, and we have cancer survivors that are all doing some type of awareness this month. But I have a young man here today who has nothing but faith. His faith is so monumental. It is a legacy of faith that he has within him. Not only does it come from the Lord himself or Jesus Christ, that man who died for our sins, but it came from his parents. And I can't wait for him to tell you who he is and where he is hailed from. He's also my comrade. You know, I had to get connected to him by that and that alone because he's a comrade. So I'm going to ask my comrade, is he out there? Hold on a second. Are you there?
Hi. How you doing, Dr. Betty? Dr. Betty Speaks. It's good to be here with you. Good to be here with you.
Yes. I'm going to, you know, just give you the platform because you are a phenomenal speaker. I would love for you to introduce yourself to our audience today. Tell them where you hail from and what it is that you do. And then when you're done, I have a couple of questions that I want to ask you concerning the things that you have going on in our world.
Yes, yes. Once again, greetings to everyone. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bueno to all my señores and señoritas and to all my Italian people, ciao, it's good to be here with all of you all. And I just want to say, I'm Stephen Underwood. I'm a global executive peacemaking officer, and I'm based out of Washington, D.C. in the Baltimore DMV area, which is District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. I started our company in 2014. And because I started it, I was left with some things. You talked about overcoming and facing challenges. It seems to be the story of my life, Dr. Speaks, is because when my mother had me, where I was born in Torrejon de Ardoz, Madrid, Spain, my father did 20 years in the Air Force and served two tours in Vietnam. I was born on the side of the road. And the reason why I was born a little bit early than my other siblings, my umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck. And so if my mother would have held, or if I would have stayed in her womb two minutes longer, I would have died. And so God in his infinite wisdom wanted me to be born on the side of the road. And the unique thing about that is that, you know, not too many people, Dr. Speaks, you know, they have the progenitor that provides the seed of being here and being born through their mother. But my father not only did that, but he was the only, he was the own two hands that delivered me into this world. And so that just, you know, as I was going through things in my life and growing up, you know, having him deliver me and coming in a time of my life, myself as a teen and teenager, you know, of him being in the military. And, you know, and I know that you know about this because we spoke about this on another platform. There are so many military children, and not only children, but military men that have endured sexual abuse, but they don't talk about it. All we're told is, oh, suck it up. Men don't cry. Little boys don't cry. And so you grow up with that mentality. And so I did too. When we made, my father made the transition out of the military around 77, 78, we moved to Youngstown, Ohio. And then when we did, I was being bused from the east side to the west side of Youngstown, Ohio. And there was a young lady that was on there that was older than me that was sexually abusing me. And so then when we moved from there to Harlan County, Kentucky, you know, my brothers and sisters and even my parents, they didn't understand why this young man, you know, and this vibrant, outgoing extrovert, you know, was just having so much trouble. And it showed up in my schooling. It showed up in, you know, my attitude. It showed up in my attitude of things of that nature. Yeah. And so that's who I am. I started this company because I wanted to bring peace, you know, as a global executive peacemaking officer, not only peace to the world, but there are so many other people, as you know, that are dealing with turmoil, that are dealing with trials and tribulations, that are dealing with serious troubles from their head to their heart. And they don't know how to make the transition out of that. And so I want to be a peacemaking officer of helping them to bring peace and solace and comfort to themselves and be able to embrace that. And through spiritual intelligence, be able to move beyond that, that helps them get in contact through their spiritual intelligence, help them get in contact with their emotional intelligence, their mental intelligence, and their physical. Because without those three vehicles, all we're left with is a vibrant spirit, but nowhere or no avenue to express that vibrant spirit that we have now rediscovered and reconnected back to ourselves.
Wow. You know, I am so honored just to hear you share some things with me just now that I wasn't even aware of, Reverend. And, you know, you said my dad was the hands that brought me into this world. My mom on the side of the road, they pulled over. You know, I came into world with battles to overcome. So that thing with the umbilical cord around your neck, I can only imagine, you know, there was no x-rays. Today we have to have x-rays, or some people may not, but they were that gift that you spoke of earlier about your parents having. You know, you share with me a story that your mom told you, son, this woman is going to come to the house, you know,
yes,
and she's going to look like this. She's going to have her hair, you know, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Your mother told you what that woman would be wearing. And you just shared with me, your mama knew something was going on inside of her. She knew that she had to deliver you right then and there. Share that story, because this is a legacy. This is like having, like you said, that spiritual intellect. Talk to me about that story and how it was life-changing for you.
Like I said, we made the transition to Harlan County, Kentucky. My father, by now, he had been pastoring almost close to 21 years by now, or 22. And my father was off on a speaking engagement, and oftentimes, you know, we weren't able to go with him because of the longevity of his speaking engagements. But this one particular day, I can't remember if it was either a Monday or Tuesday, but it was during a school week. And I remember coming home, my mother was at the stove and just cooking some greens. And, you know, Southern women, they love their greens. And so she's cooking her greens at the stove. And she, the type of woman that she was, and it's, and like I shared with you, it's uncanny that my mother's name was Betty as well. And so that identification with you just connected us, and it just spoke to my heart. Just your whole name, Betty Speaks, just speaks to my heart. And so this particular day, she's at the stove, she's cooking some greens, and as she's cooking the greens, she just like just belts out, "Yes, Lord." And I'm like, you know, turn around and I'm looking at her, turn from the TV, look at her, I'm like, what's going on? You know, what is going on with this woman? You know, sometimes, you know, when we're in our teens and teenage years, we think our parents are strange. But I always knew that there was something unique, something uniquely different about my parents, especially my mother. And she just said, you know, "Yes, Lord." Oh, she just kept saying, "Yes, Lord." And then last time she said, "Yes, Lord," she said, "Yes, Lord, I obey you." And so by that time, she's still cooking the greens, didn't never turn around to say, I mean, look me in my face and say, she said, "Stephen," she said, "there's going to be a woman coming. She's going to be this tall, this height. She's going to have this color hair, brunette hair. She's going to have on this color of clothes. And she's going to have on, and she's going to be driving in a station wagon. And it's going to be from West Virginia." She said that. And about maybe 5-10 minutes later, or sooner than that, we get a knock on the door. I'm like, can't be. So I jump up from the TV, answer the door, open the door, and the screen door, and I look, and this woman standing there. She's like, "Is this the Underwood residence?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Would this happen to be Reverend Dr. McKinley and Sister Betty Underwood's house?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she's like, "Would Sister Betty Jean Underwood happen to?" "Yes, ma'am." And by that time, my mother's still at the stove cooking the green. She said, "Boy, what did I tell you? Let her in." I let her in. Sure enough, Dr. Speaks and audience, this woman was exactly the description, the height, the hair color, the clothing, everything. And I said, this can't be, you know, factual. This can't be real. So I, you know, just satisfy my curiosity, I peeked my head outside the door, and sure enough, the station wagon was exactly what my mother saw. And the license plate, West Virginia license plate, just as my mother saw. And so this spiritual intellect or this spiritual intelligence, you know, that they tried to contribute to men like, you know, Dr. Goldman and things of that nature. But this is something that God innately placed in every living human being that lives upon the face of this earth. And if you ever notice, little children are more heightened with spiritual intelligence than grown folks are. You ever had or ever seen a child, a little child that particularly acts up when a particular adult comes around it? But we just cast it off like, oh, they're irritable. They might need changing. No, that child intellectually, spiritually knows something, although it can't speak. But the way it speaks is it speaks through crying. It speaks through irritability, because why? Mm-hmm. It is something innately in that child is letting it know, and then trying to speak to the parent, the parental guardians, hey, something ain't right about this person. So we wind up, Dr. Speaks, we wind up ignoring and downplaying that spiritual intelligence. And then what winds up resulting and happening is we wind up finding ourselves in places that we don't need to be, or we wind up finding ourselves doing things that we don't need to be doing or should not be doing. Why? We know this little spiritual intellectual voice. We call it in our day and time, we call it our sixth sense, or we call it, as the old people used to say, oh, it's my mother's wit. So we downplay and we ignore these voices. And after a time, my mother and my grandmother used to always tell me, Stephen, you ignore that voice too many times and it'll stop speaking to you. Mm. And I believe this is the reason why, you know, a lot of times, or where we find ourselves as a nation and all this uproar and chaos and division and calamity and dishonesty and, you know, and division that we find ourselves in today is because we have had people that have ignored and have chosen the right to violate. We know it as our will. It's tapped into our emotions, but we violate the spiritual intelligence that is in all of us. And then what winds up usually happening is we either cause trial, troubles, or tribulations. And then what we wind up having, we have a wake that follows behind us, you know, and then we're wondering, like, you know, why is my life in so much turmoil? Could it be possibly that you have violated the highest intelligence of all, and that's your spiritual essence of who you are as a human being? And then you're left with what? You're left with calamity, confusion, and you're left with all of these things that are plaguing you as a human being, and not only a human being, but you're plaguing society and culture with stuff that's going on with you because you have not spiritually intelligently tapped into, listen, who could I possibly be? And this is what my mother always told me growing up after that story. And before she passed away in 1994, she told me, she said, Stephen, always remember who you are. And so that's that story in a nutshell, Dr. Speaks. And I just want to say to your listening audience before, I give it back to you, that there, you know, I don't know who's listening today or who is tuned in, but if there's something that is innately out of kilter, there's something that's out of focus, if there's something that is in you as a human being that you feel is not right, listen to that spiritual intelligence inside of you that's telling you, hey, I got to take care of this, because you don't want that voice to, you know, to dissipate and to just totally go away, because then you're left with your, you know, you're left with your own thoughts and you're left with your own, ambitions. And no other time like now, Dr. Speaks, people have been left with their own thoughts. And they've had to, you know, they've had to sit and deal with their own issues of their own mind. Some people didn't come out of this pandemic, you know, some didn't emerge intact. But those of us who are intact, I believe it's incumbent upon us to help them to get intact. And so that's what I would like to share with you and your listening audience, Dr. Speaks.
Wow, you know, you've given us a mouthful today. I honestly have to say that we have not even touched on some of the subjects that we wanted to touch on. You shared with me that that spiritual intelligence is such a, I mean, that's another story in itself, spiritual intelligence. Yes. That's our second book together, Spiritual Intelligence. We would definitely get that one. It's like, you guys heard it from us here first, so don't come in. Just come in on it. Yes, what you would like to hear about it. This is a phenomenal topic. And what I want to talk to you about also, you like I said before, I love the fact that you served our country. And I mean, there's just so much we have to touch base on. We talked about being homeless. We talked about, I think it was you. Was it you we talked about that. We talked about our military career together when we met on a different platform. And then as you talk about spiritual intelligence, it comes to mind with me when I tell people about building community and how community starts at home. It starts when we are infants, you know, like you said, that baby knows whether that person has the right spirit or not, you know, whether it's the spirit of kindness, the spirit of self-control. That baby is like, listen, I don't want you to control me right now. I want to be in control of myself. I don't want you to take control and say, let me hold this baby, or give me that baby, or let me kiss the baby. The baby, they do. They shine away from those spirits that they don't feel that are best for them, that spiritual intelligence that a little baby has. And then it's the same with their neighbors, you know. We should train them. Don't go to our neighbor's house until we check the neighbors out, you know. It's just so much about spiritual intelligence and building community. So I'm going to go away from that subject for a moment, because I do want to talk about, you've already talked about some of the setbacks and challenges that you have had to overcome, but there's so many more. But the thing is, you overcame them. I want to know, you talk a lot about your parents as well. So I feel in my heart that your mom and dad, and I'm so grateful that her name was Betty too. And as you said that, my mom wanted to name me Betty Jean, but my grandmother said no. It was ironic that my mother wanted to name me Betty Jean, and my grandmother was like, no, name her Maxine. And my mom is like, no, I'm just going to name her Betty, and then we'll get a middle name for her. So it came out being Betty Ann. But, you know, when you said Betty Jean, I sat back in my seat. I'm like, whoa, he would have really been shocked if that was like talking about divine connections. But yes. I want to know, other than your parents, who are some of the other greatest individuals that were very inspiring to you? And then I see the imprint that you are leaving in the world today, because your parents left that imprint within you. And then we will answer those two questions now, and then I'll come back and let the listeners know how they can get and stay in touch with you. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. The ones that I've had besides my parents, my grandparents, of course, my father's father was a bishop in the Pentecostal movement. He was a bishop of Ohio, Tennessee, Florida, and other places. And so, but outside of that, I connected with books. I love to read, you know, one of my favorite books was John Milton, Paradise Lost, you know, of him talking about how mankind is in the paradise of earth, but yet he's lost in it. And so that's one. And then others, I would say, would have been Les Brown, you know, who you and many others have a connection with, Jim Rohn, many others, Dennis Waitley is another good one that I've tuned into and listened to. Other ones are Napoleon Hill, you know, Think and Grow Rich. And then another one that has had a profound impact upon me that my father introduced me to was Norman Vincent Peale. You know, they called him the grandfather of positivity. And so he's had a good impact upon my life. And then other people outside of that are more modern, you know, now you, I can throw in there, Dr. Speaks, my good friend, Andy Henriquez, who you know, who is the founder and CEO of Master Storytelling Academy. And I just came through that, and I'm now a designated Master Storyteller and things of that nature. And I've always, I've been attracted to Dr. George C. Fraser, out of Atlanta, Georgia, of the Fraser Network, has had a profound effect. Although I've viewed his life from a distance, but you know, there are people that, you know, that touch you directly, but then there are other people that have a more graver impact upon and impression upon your life indirectly. And so he's one of those modern ones. And then there's others like, Dr. Claude Anderson, who is out of the DMV area, and many, many others, Dr. Speaks. But the most profound and prolific one that has had a direct and indirect profound effect upon my life is none other than the infamous, the wonderful, the magnificent one, and the prince of all princes, the kings of all kings, and the Lord of all lords is Jesus the Christ. has had an impact upon my life. Because in 1992, you was talking about the military. I served, as you know, in the first Persian Gulf War, Desert Storm, Desert Shield. But when I got out of the military in 1992, I was faced with another trial and tribulation of my life. And my military career came to an end. And but while I was getting ready to get out, the Spirit of God came to me, said, you have two choices, young man. You either choose to follow me by faith or you'll follow me by force. But the decision is yours. And so he left me with that for almost about a week. And the week went by, got to the weekend. I just thought it was, you know, just me talking to my head and not lining that up, Dr. Speaks, with the fact, the reality of that spiritual connection that was in my mother and in my father, that same thing flowed in me. And so God's Spirit came by again and said, what is your decision? And I'm so glad that even in my ignorance and in my stupidity, that I had enough sense to listen to that spiritual intelligence. Stephen, it would behoove you to follow by faith, because by force, it wouldn't be good for you. So I dedicated, rededicated, and dedicated my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, April the 8th of 1992, and been walking with the Lord ever since. Now, since then, there have been many more trials that I went through and troubles that I went through. You know, my first college, where I met my wife in 1993, me and 78 other young men, we were dormitory survivors because our dormitory building got set on fire. And even before that, going back to the military, I was going through boot camp and things was going well. Lost my twin brother while I was serving in boot camp. And him and I were very close. And then the same following couple months, my grandfather, my father's father, passed away. So all these tragedies and trials and tribulations I dealt with. And so, and all of that. But God has always had his hand uniquely upon my life. And before my mother left here in 1994, she blessed me with my wife. She looked at my wife as she was coming across the corridor way from the music building. She nudged me. She said, Stephen, you would do well to marry this woman. I perceive she has a godly spirit and she's a wholesome woman. And me and my wife now have been married for 26 years. And we have six beautiful children. And out of all of that, you know, and even as I told you earlier, suffering the setbacks of you know, schooling, not being, you know, really astute in school. And I used to think I was slow because that's what all I was told by even, you know, siblings and people outside of me. Stephen, you're dumb, you're slow, you're stupid. And even educators saying to my parents, he won't read past a fourth or fifth grade education. But the first book I learned to master was the Bible. Loved reading it, still love to read it, from Genesis to Revelations. And so out of that, that's what emerged. And but God has just given me this resilient, spiritual, intelligent spirit to overcome all types of trials and tribulations. And so the other question that you asked, you know, which was, you know, what are some of the things that I believe it was that the second question was.
Yes, the imprint that you are leaving.
The imprint that I'm leaving. You know, I thought it would have been in the same focus as my dad, being behind a four-corner wall, behind a pulpit. But God started dealing with me even about that. And before he left, God had me to get some wisdom from some last wisdom from my father, because I kept seeing myself overseas. I kept seeing myself globally. And how I saw it was, I was, you know, in Ezekiel chapter 8, Ezekiel said that the Lord grabbed him by the nap of his hair and lifted him and suspended him between the heavens and the earth. And he gave him insight to see. And so as God did that with me, Dr. Speaks, and to your audience, he took me back to the place where I was born, you know, and on the side of the road in Torrejón de Ardoz, Madrid, Spain. And showed me just as sure as I'm looking at you and speaking to you today. And it was just that crystal clear. He showed me I was hovered over Madrid, Spain. And I could go to Madrid, Spain right now to this day and find the exact spot. That's how clear this was, you know, this vision or this dream was for me. And God showed me, you know, me and my parents in the car and my mother and my father and my father getting ready to deliver me. I'm like, God, what are you showing me this for? He said, Stephen, I'm wanting you to notice some things. Who's delivering you? I said, it's my father. He said, but what is he doing? I said, he has his hands on me. He said, Stephen, just the same way your father delivers you by his natural human hands, that is symbolic of me telling you that I will always have my hands upon you to deliver you, no matter what you go through, no matter what you face, no matter what you incur, no matter what gets done to you or not done to you. The Father's hands will always be upon your life to deliver you. And Dr. Speaks, God has not, you know, ceased to fail to do that. He has always placed godly men and women in my life to keep me on this narrow road.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The impact now is that my pulpit is the goal, and me seeing that is like what I shared on Reverend Jarvis's platform. I believe that God has given me, and as well as yourself, Dr. Speaks, and many others that are listening to the spiritual intelligence of His Spirit, He's giving us a unique opportunity to tap into the womb of humanity. And just like God had birthed me out through my father's natural hand, God is giving some of us to be midwives, spiritual midwives and spiritual fathers, because Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he says that, listen, we have many instructors, but we have very few fathers. And so I believe that God has set humanity up in such a way that in his birth pains, in his trouble, just like I had my umbilical cord around my throat as a child, as a baby, as an infant, coming out of the womb of my mother. And I believe that this pandemic with humanity has done, it has placed humanity with a proverbial umbilical cord around its throat. And many of us don't know that humanity is getting ready to be choked out. Humanity is getting ready to be snuffed out, because again, around the throat means not ability to speak. It means not ability to think, because no oxygen getting to the brain. And so with God, I believe God is commissioning, you know, those of us, and as yourself, Dr. Speaks, he's saying, listen, be the midwives, be the husbandmen that I placed you in this planet for, because there are some people that are going to need delivering. Some physically, yes, but others spiritually, that will not know how to come and breach the womb to come out. But you have the spiritual intelligence of my hands upon your life to pull them out of this proverbial darkness, and to get their umbilical cord off of their neck to where they can breathe, to where they can speak, to where they can think right, and all these things. And so now I'm taking that as a global executive peacemaking officer. Again, as I spoke to you earlier before we jumped on this call, I want to bring inner peace. I want to bring an inner peace to people to help them understand and know that, listen, the peace that you seek, it's not in money, it's not in things, it's not in all this stuff. And I believe, again, that this pandemic has set us up with a prime opportunity to introduce people to the true peacemaker, and that is the Prince of Peace. And so with that mission, that's what I'm up to, that's what I'm about, and that's the type of footprint that I want to leave. And the way that God has given me to do it is under the umbrella of spiritual intelligence, because out of that heightened intelligence comes your emotional intelligence, comes your mental intelligence, comes your physiological intelligence, and even comes your cognitive intelligence. But if your spirit intelligence is not intact, all that other stuff is futile. All you will be is a rambunctious spirit. And I'll just say with this, and you know, give you, if you want to ask me anything else, I'll leave this, end this with this. King Solomon said it best, a man who has no rule over his own spirit is like a city without walls. Anything will show enough get in, and everything show enough will come out, because Jesus said it best. It's not what goes into a man or woman or boy or girl that defiles them. It is what proceeds out of them. Why? Because out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart will speak. So I want to show people and teach people how to transformationally and transfiguratively change their inner heart, the way they think, the seat of their mind, and to tap into their spiritual intelligence, their God-given spiritual intelligence, to seek the peace that they've been looking for all this time. And so I thank you.
Yes. I thank you, Dr. Speaks. You said a lot, and I, as you spoke, I saw different things that we have in common. You said, you know, before you even said the word midwife, I was thinking, well, you know, my mom gave birth to me by a midwife, you know, and I then next thing you say, here we are, we have midwives doing things, but it's, I have to get back with my mom because I have a birthmark that's on my face and it's unique because of something that happened during my birth, but I just dismissed it. Now I have to go back because I've had this mark for all my life. And it's like on my medical records, are there any markings that one can tell that this is you? Yes, I have this huge mark here. And of course I have other marks on my bodies from me being a little girl. But yes, you know, this spiritual, and you say resilience, spiritual intelligence, you know, I'm going to just let you know that I know, listeners, we've probably gone way over our time today, but I know this was good for you because it was good for me. And yes, we will have Reverend Underwood back because Underwood Speaks. Can you see those two names together? I'm telling you, it's a powerful reunion. I'm telling you, I say that because I can hear his mama talking now. Listen, I don't care what you do. Betty Speaks is out there somewhere. You make sure you find her and tether with her because there's things you both have gone through in life that you have been resilient in making yourself overcome them. They are a part of your past, but there's still someone else's presence. And I need you to go out there and continue to tether with others that are like-minded so you can be a problem solver. So you can be about the resolutions and the resurrections that are needed for those individuals that are lost, those individuals that have their hands up, but no one can see them. You know, those individuals, as you mentioned earlier, that are leaving this world without their problems being solved. You know, they're not content and they're leaving the world. But sometimes, you know, as we talk to our listeners, you're not alone. You know, that's why I said, if you're going through some things right now that you don't know how to get out of, that's what these calls are all about. This is like a two-way conversation here. You can contact us through this broadcasting or, you know, Stephen Underwood. That's Reverend Stephen Underwood is not a name that's hard to find. Betty Speaks, there may be hackers out there, but there's only one. As I always tell people, you can Google me. All my information is out there, and I can definitely get you into touch with Reverend Underwood. You know, he said some powerful things. There's some other battles that he had to overcome, the loss of his father in August. You know, and he and his father were doing a prayer call at the very same time. I'm thinking it was that night, but it was the very same day, the very same hours, they're doing a prayer call. And the moment his father is done with his final prayer call, he turns his life over to Christ permanently. He's turned his life over to Christ permanently, transitioned permanently into heaven, you know.
Yes.
After 74 years into ministry, 74 years of his life, he did ministry. And so that's that right there is, and he was in the military, you know, he served his country, then he served his country, you know, twice. Oh my goodness. So I'm telling you, we'll be back. We will be back. You've been listening to nothing but Stone Cold Truth here on this show today. And as I said before, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It actually comes from overcoming those things you thought you couldn't do. So thank you for tuning in to our show today. We have amazing guests that have been on and more amazing guests that will be coming to you in the future. Yes, 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 Reverend Underwood will be back really soon, I promise you. So I want you to give your final parting as we say goodbye, because listen, and you can even pray us off, because this has been an amazing anointed call today.
Yes, yes. I'd just like to leave your audience with this. In the words of Charles Swindoll, he said, 10% of life is what happens to me. The other 90% is how I choose to react or respond to it. You know, during this pandemic, a lot of us, we have not responded either rightly, wrongly, or indifferently. And then others of us, we have chose to just totally turn the blind eye to what is actually happening during this time. But I would like to say to those that are connected to Dr. Betty Speaks and that are listening to this broadcast, 10% is what happens to you in life, but the other 90% is how you choose to react to it. I hope that you'll choose to react responsibly, act favorably, and act peaceably to that which you're being challenged with and what you have been challenged with, not just now during this specific broadcasting, but all this time that you have been tuning in to Dr. Speaks. How will you choose to respond right now, not in the past, not in the future, because all you have is this moment right now? And so I hope that you will seize, as they say, carpe diem, seize the day. Make it the day that you want it to be. Make your life what you want it to be. And the only way that you can make it what you want it to be is that you must truly get to know the spiritual intelligence inside of you. And the way that you get to know that spiritual intelligence, listen, there's all kinds of intelligences that are out there. There's even all type of spirituality of intelligence that is out there. But the one that I'm talking about is the only one that brought me resolve and that brought me peace. And that was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is Jesus Christ himself. And as she speaks the volumes, and as she speaks, God, to other people, God, oh, Father God, to let them know, God, oh, Father God, that they can resurrect out of their situation. God, they can resurrect. They can recover. God, that they can be restored. God, to all that they have lost, it could be a marriage. It could be miscarriages. It could be, Lord God, Father, loss of finances, loss of a job, loss of a house, a home. But God, you said, God, what would it profit anyone to gain this whole world and to gain it but lose their soul? Father, I pray, God, that you will bless Dr. Speaks as she continues to go forward, God, in triumphancy, God, in great power. And I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.